you very much indeed. So, Brian Lara, did you enjoy your day at King's Barnes?
Yeah, I did. I didn't have such a good personal day like yesterday, but my professional was exceptional. I think he shot 66, so obviously that helped us to 12 under. We were 5 yesterday, and great weather, great people. I'm enjoying my stay.
And how do you compare the two courses? The differences between the two, but is there one that you prefer?
No, I think they're both great courses. Obviously, I played here very early, when King's Barnes now came out, and I thought it was a beautiful course. Obviously, great views. Canoosie has a lot of history as well. I think you got to take each course for, what it gives and enjoy them. I mean, I'll play both if I come back. I wouldn't want to miss one. So, Canoosie is a lot tighter, and here, for a guy that sprays the ball around, you have a little bit more chance. But actually, I played better at Canoosie than here. But I've enjoyed both courses, and most importantly, I've enjoyed the atmosphere. I've never played under this atmosphere for more than one day. I might have played in a pro-ham before, but to turn up first, second day, and tomorrow at the old course, I'm looking forward to.
Now, one of the things that struck me watching you is...
how bad I am.
Other than that, no, I jest. You play golf right-handed.
Yeah.
But you obviously batted as a lefty. Could you just talk us through that?
Very early, my first game was left-handed, and I got back to Trinidad very enthusiastic about the game. But the only clubs that were available in Trinidad from my friends at the time were right-handed. Obviously, during that period, the 94 period, there weren't much left-hand golfers around. And obviously, young Tiger was now coming up. And I've already was given talk that, it was going to affect my cricket. So I just thought I'd stick playing right hand. I practiced a few times, and it worked out. But I think I'm more naturally left-sided, and switching might be an option later on.
Mm-hmm. Now, we spoke to a couple of the other former cricketers who are here this week. We spoke to Andrew Strauss, we spoke to Shane Warne as well, both of whom were keen to beat one another. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that with the other cricketers
a
little bit of extra motivation?
Most definitely. I was a little bit worried about Andrew Strauss yesterday. He seemed to be... building up the
He's
course
doing very
with,
well
his, with his professional. I don't know what happened today, but obviously, amongst the cricketers, there'll be some sort of challenge. And
is there any one of them in particular you'd like to beat?
Not necessarily. Just all of them. Not necessarily one, but it's always it's good to put Shane in your back pocket. He's had the better of me in a few occasions on the field, so off the field will be nice. But it's we're going to meet up this evening, and. Go and watch Strictly Come Dancing, watch Michael Vaughan. I think we're going to have a curry and everybody's going to sit and look at the television. So it's the friendship and the camaraderie, even though it's gone past our playing days, it's still very there.
You can have a giggle at Michael Vaughan's expense.
Definitely going to tweet a little bit about it.
And St Andrews tomorrow, is there something special about playing at the old course?
Obviously, great history. And I remember the first opportunity I had many, many years ago... I cherished it, and I'll always remember the caddy telling me to hit it there, and I was like, and you just have to hit it, you just have to trust, and it's a great course, and to get back there to play, especially under tournament pressure, I should be a great feeling tomorrow.
And how do you think your chances are of making the cut tomorrow?
I think pretty good. I think we've gotten the two harder courses out of the way. That's a general feeling. Guys who are going out to Canoosie or coming out here may have a different challenge than at St Andrews, and if that is the case, then we hope to capitalize on it and go pretty low in St Andrews. I don't know what the cut is going to be. Maybe if we get it to 20, I think we should make it. I don't know, but so be it. If not, my pro looks like he's going to make the cut for sure. So I just want to wish him luck as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem.